NYPD officers appear to be far more likely to file resisting arrest charges against black suspects than white suspects, with dramatic differences in some parts of the city. That's the conclusion of a new analysis by WNYC's data news team. Robert Lewis reports.
Law enforcement experts say resisting arrest charges are a strong indicator that an arrest went bad and a cop had to use force. So with the death of Eric Garner over the summer during an arrest for selling loose cigarettes, WNYC's data news team analyzed court records to look at who gets charged with resisting arrest. Noah Veltman from Data News explains.
We looked at some of the most commonly charged crimes in New York City and found a consistent racial disparity. If you look at low-level drug possession cases, for example, a black defendant is almost twice as likely as a white defendant to get a resisting arrest charge.
The disparity is even greater on Staten Island, with blacks almost 2.5 times more likely to be accused of resisting arrest. Noel Leader, a former NYPD sergeant and co-founder of the group 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care, blames the disparity on the illegal use of stop and frisk.
This unnecessary contact between communities of color and law enforcement has created a very high level of hostility and anger.
But Seymour James, head of the Legal Aid Society, says the numbers don't necessarily reflect aggressive actions by people getting arrested. Instead, it could be a sign that police are more aggressive in minority communities.
I think it's reflective of the fact that the police are physically abusive towards people of color and treat them with less respect than whites who are arrested.
The NYPD did not respond to an interview request. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.